Hey, beautiful. How's my little girl doing today, huh? That's good. I missed you. I love you too. So nice to have you in my arms. Always makes me feel really nice, warm, safe. You know, I've been thinking about this all day, but I really wanted to read you a story. Well, so that you could fall asleep. It's going to be a short story anyway, so maybe it's not even going to do the trick. You like listening to me talk? Reading you stories? That's good. I'm glad my beautiful girl likes it. I love you, babe. Okay, so this is kind of a different story. It's not like, you know, the... it's not like the happy ever after modern stories, which weren't all that happy ever after when they were first written anyway. No. And this is taken from Greek mythology. You know, like Zeus and Hades and all those. Hermes. Aphrodite. You're my Aphrodite. Okay, so this one, it starts out nice but turns kind of bad. So in ancient Greece, there were two brothers named Epimetheus and Prometheus. Now, they upset the gods, and most of all, they annoyed the most powerful of all gods, Zeus in particular. Now, this wasn't the first time that humans had upset Zeus. And once before, as punishment, he had taken the ability to make fire away from humans. You know, this meant that they no longer could cook their meat and they couldn't keep themselves warm. However, Prometheus was clever, and he knew that on the Isle of Lemnos lived Hephaestus, the blacksmith. He had a fire burning to keep his forge hot, you know, so he could do smithing stuff. So Prometheus traveled to Lemnos and stole the fire from the blacksmith. That made Zeus furious, and he decided that all humans had to be punished once and for all because they simply didn't respect the gods. And this is where Zeus came up with a really cunning plan to punish both Epimetheus and Prometheus. Which is kind of weird since he did say all humans, but I guess he really wants to punish, well, at least Prometheus. So, With the help of Hephaestus, he created a woman from clay. Then the goddess Athene breathed life into the clay. Aphrodite made her very beautiful, and Hermes taught her how to be both charming and deceitful. Zeus called her Pandora and sent her as a gift to Epimetheus. Now, his brother Prometheus had warned him not to, you know, take any gifts from the gods, but Epimetheus was completely charmed by the woman, and he thought Pandora was so beautiful that she could ever cause any harm, so he agreed to marry her. You know, just like I want to marry you. Although I don't think that you and Pandora have very much in common, just wait and see. Zeus, pleased that his trap was working, gave Pandora a wedding gift of a beautiful box. There was one very, very important condition, however, that she must never open the box. I'm yawning so much. Now, Pandora was very curious about the contents of the box, but she had promised that she would never open it. All she could think about was what could be in the box. She couldn't understand why someone would send her a box if she could not see what was in it. It seemed to make no sense to her at all, and she could think of nothing else but opening the box and unlocking its secrets. And that was just what Zeus had planned. Finally, Pandora couldn't stand it any longer. When she knew Epimetheus was out of sight, she crept over to the box, took the huge key off the high shelf, fitted it carefully into the lock, and turned it. But at the last moment, she felt a pang of guilt, imagined how angry her husband would be, and quickly locked the box again without opening the lid, and put the key back where she had found it. 3 more times she did this. Until, at last, she knew she had to look inside or she would go completely mad. She took the key, slid it into the lock, and turned it. She took a deep breath, closed her eyes, and slowly lifted the lid of the box. She opened her eyes and looked into the box, expecting to see fine silks or gowns or gold bracelets and necklaces or even piles of gold coins. But there was nothing. There was no gleam of gold or treasure, there was no shining bracelets, and not one beautiful dress. The look of excitement on her face quickly turned to one of disappointment and then horror, for Zeus had packed the box with all the terrible evils he could think of. Out of the box poured disease and poverty, out came misery, death and sadness, all shaped like tiny buzzing moths. The creature stung Pandora over and over again, and she slammed the lid shut. Epimetheus ran into the room to see why she was crying in pain. Pandora could still hear a voice calling to her from the box, pleading with her to be let out. Epimetheus agreed that nothing inside the box could be worse than the horrors that had already been released. So they opened the lid once more. And all that remained in the box was hope. It fluttered from the box like a beautiful dragonfly, touching the wounds created by the evil creatures and healing them. Even though Pandora had released pain, and suffering upon the world. She had also allowed hope to follow them.